All right, Proverbs chapter 6. And it's tough to preach some things sometimes that are just reality. I mean, it's right there in your face and the challenges in our country. But I happen to believe that this is applicable to what we're dealing with today in our nation. And the Bible is very clear about shedding innocent blood. And if you study the scriptures, you will see that shedding innocent blood is something that God eventually would not forgive a nation for. He actually removed the nation of Israel out of their land because they shed innocent blood. Now, we're going to talk about that because I believe America is under a curse right now. And I believe it's for shedding innocent blood because God hates it. So let's pray and get right in this. Father, we need you, Lord. I pray you'd bless us now. Speak to hearts, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. These six things doth the Lord hate, verse 16 through 19. These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him, a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and a heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift to running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. Now, he says here that shedding innocent blood is something that God hates. And notice it says here he hates the hands that shed innocent blood. Another verse here that's a companion to this for you to understand that God judges these things. Genesis chapter 9 and verse number 5 and 6. And surely your blood of your lives will I require. At the hand of every beast will I require it. And at the hand of man, at the hand of every man's brother will I require the life of man. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of God made he man. Now, what is he talking about? He's talking about cold-blooded murder. He's talking about premeditated murder. He's talking about shedding the innocent blood here. If you shed that blood, if you murder someone, then God says that you're to be punished for that. And people say, well, what about, isn't it New Testament? Isn't it different? No, God never changed anything. You say, what about those criminals that murder someone and they get saved in prison? That's wonderful they get saved, but they still need to die. Amen. They still need to die. That doesn't mean that they'll be saved in the life to come, just like the thief on the cross. He didn't get saved and God didn't say, okay, pull him off the cross now. He's good, he can go. No, he had to die for what he had done. Amen. He still died for what he'd done, but he said, you'll be with me in paradise. Amen. But he still needs to die. In the old days, that's what they used to do. They used to give him about 7 days or so. They'd have a preacher come in and talk to him. Sometimes 3 to 7 days, they'd give him, preacher would come in and talk to him and say, hey, listen, you need to repent. I mean, you're going to die. You know, you need to understand where you're going. And they would plead with him to get saved before they died, before they were hung or whatever the charge was. But God hates the shedding of innocent blood. He removed Israel out of the land for doing it. He took kings out of power for doing it. He destroyed their entire seed for doing it. We'll see examples of shedding innocent blood in the scriptures and in today's life that we live today right here in America and God's judgment on it. Why do you and I believe, or why do people in this country believe that God is going to withhold his judgment from us when we have shed the innocent blood? We somehow believe that we are exempt from this. Well, if God does not punish America, then wouldn't he owe Sodom and Gomorrah an apology? Obviously, we know God doesn't owe anybody an apology, but that's how Americans think today, though. Well, the first way that we see, and the most obvious way, is abortion. Abortion is shedding of innocent blood in America today. Since Roe versus Wade, America has shed the blood of innocent babies. God has said in his word that he hates hands that shed innocent blood. Doctors in America that kill these babies are murderers, and God hates their hands. Now you say, oh, I can't believe you're saying that. You preach this. There's people out there that go into these abortion clinics and they shoot and they do these other things. I understand all that. I'm just telling you what God says. You can argue with God all you want to, but God said he hates their hands. He said he hates hands that shed innocent blood. In God's eyes, they are worthy of death. they're worthy of death in God's eyes. That's God's judgment. I'm not advocating their death. I'm telling you that God Almighty says in His Word that if you shed man's blood, so shall your blood be shed. If you do that, then your blood should be shed. This is the Bible law. Israel was condemned for shedding innocent blood as a nation and other nations, and God held them accountable for what they had done. America tonight is accountable to God for the blood that's being shed of millions and millions and millions of babies that have been murdered with hands that shed innocent blood. Not to mention the fact that it has to be completely without natural affection. You'll never convince me that it's not demonic. You'll never convince me that it isn't. It's absolutely Satan-filled and demonic. And then you've got a president of the United States that is absolutely Satan-filled and demonic. Because he stands up before Planned Parenthood and he says, God bless Planned Parenthood. Now, if that ain't the devil, I don't know what is. But he's given an awful good impression of one, isn't he? Leviticus 18. Turn your Bibles to Leviticus 18, please. God is giving a series of laws here to live by. Defile not ye yourselves, in verse number 24. Defile not ye yourselves in any of these things, for in all these the nations are defiled, which I cast out before you. And the land is defiled. Therefore I do visit the iniquity thereof upon it, and the land itself vomiteth out her inhabitants. Ye shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, and shall not commit any of these abominations, neither any of your own nation, nor any stranger that sojourneth among you. You know, you were to treat that stranger that sojourned among you just like he was one of you. That's what he said. That's what God told Israel. They weren't to persecute those that were coming. He says, for all these abominations have the men of the land done, which were before you, and the land is defiled, that the land spew you not out also. When you defile it, as it spewed out the nations that were before you. Now listen, I'm not confused that America is not Israel, okay? I want you to understand that. I'm not confused. I don't believe in replacement theology. I understand that America is America, and I understand that America is wicked as hell. That's what I do understand. Absolutely, 100% wicked. The only thing we have here is a remnant that remains. But America is wicked. And these principles are not just principles for one nation, but they're principles for all nations. All nations to live by. You say, well, I don't know about that. Well, really? You think God's pleased with any nation that sheds innocent blood? He already said that these people that were not Israel, He vomited, that the land vomited them out and He removed them. Why? Because they shed innocent blood. They committed all these abominations. He said, therefore shall you keep mine ordinance, that you commit not any of these abominable customs which were committed before you, and that you defile not yourselves therein. I am the Lord your God. Well, is He your Lord? Is He your God? You think He wants you murdering? You think He wants man shedding innocent blood? Look at the book of Proverbs. He said, hands that shed innocent blood, I hate them. I hate those hands. That's what He said. Amen. Can't argue with God's word, can you? Not effectively, anyway. Now, I understand that in these verses, the immediate context was sexual abomination, but all these statutes, and one statute was not to not shed the innocent blood. They weren't to cause their children to pass through the fire. The Bible says this in Psalm 106 in verse number 37. Yea, they sacrifice their sons and their daughters unto devils and shed innocent blood, even the blood of their sons and of their daughters, whom they sacrificed unto the idols of Canaan, and the land was polluted with blood. Well, who do you think these babies... By the way, does anybody understand that in witchcraft they desire to sacrifice children?
Right.
Would you call that demonic? Do you think it's any less demonic that that a lady walks into a clinic somewhere and a man that takes some kind of an oath to preserve life destroys that child? Do you think that that is any less demonic than a witch gathering around a cove and doing a seance, do you think it's any less wicked? Why? Because we put a neat little American wrapper on it, so it's okay? Why? Because we legislate it, so it's okay? We legislate the murder of babies and it's not demonic? It's absolutely demonic. It is Satan-filled demonic, is what it is. Thou hast slain, that thou hast slain my children. Look at that. Moreover, in Ezekiel, he says this, moreover, thou hast taken thy sons and thy daughters, whom thou hast born unto me, and these hast thou sacrificed unto them to be devoured. Is this of thy whoredoms a small matter, that thou hast slain my children, and delivered them to the cause them to pass through the fire for them? Is it a little matter that you've done that? Is it a small matter that you've taken these innocent life and you've shed this innocent blood and you've murdered it? Is that a small matter to you? America, you're cursed. Plain and simple. You cannot shed innocent blood and expect that God is not going to curse us for that. Continually, over and over, and millions of children. No, America's cursed. But you'll have all these politicians stand up and wave a flag and say, God bless America. Why should he? For what? So you can live out your abominations and the wicked imaginations of your heart? So you can defile the land with blood? So a preacher can stand outside like Brother Pearson did outside of an abortion clinic and preach and a cop come up and say, what happened to love your neighbor? What are you, demented? Are you sick in the head? Why do you think he's standing out there? But woe to them that call evil good. America, you're cursed. You've shed the innocent blood and you're cursed. Amen. It's a hard saying. Who can hear it? God hates the hands of them that shed innocent blood. Moreover, thou hast taken thy sons and thy daughters. God hates abortion and the hands that shed that blood. America's land is polluted with blood. Listen to this. And he caused his children to pass through the fire in the valley of the son of Hinnom. Also he observed times. Wasn't that interesting? Sacrificing babies or murdering and killing babies has something to do with witchcraft. Listen. And he caused his children to pass through the fire in the valley of the son of Hinnom. Also he observed times and used enchantments and used witchcraft and dealt with the familiar spirit and with wizards. And he wrought much evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. It's very interesting, isn't it, that you see the slaughter of those babies, the slaughter of their offspring connected to witchcraft and enchantment. Well, of course that's what it is. You think it's of God? Well, who's it of then? And he abode not in the truth, for he was a murderer from the beginning. And he abode not in the truth. He's a liar and a murderer and a thief. And he come to steal life. Christ came to give life and Satan came to take it away. He came to steal it. But do a search on all those that slaughtered their babies and made them pass through the fire and witchcraft being involved in occultic practices. You have to be absolutely demonic to take your baby in and murder it. You have to be demonic. Or at least under demonic oppression. That lady that's done that has shed innocent blood. The doctor has shed innocent blood. I can't figure out who's guiltier. I can't figure out who's more wicked. That's right. And them. America, God hates the hands of them that shed innocent blood. But you know what? The blood is upon the hands of the people as well. David was a king and Joab had shed the blood of men that were more honorable than him. And David had to have Solomon shed their blood. You go read in the Bible, David had said, listen, Joab killed these innocent captains and they were good men. They were honorable men. Now you go out and you don't let his whore head go down to the grave without in peace. But you take his life and you make it bloody and you take his life blood for blood. You get rid of him. That the house of David doesn't have that blood on their hands. So all the people know that it wasn't of me that did it. And that God judged it. David said this, "Moreover, thou knowest also what Joab, the son of Zeruiah, did to me, and what he did to the two captains of the host of Israel, unto Abner, the son of Ner, and unto Amasa, the son of Jether, whom he slew and shed the blood of war in peace, and put the blood of war upon his girdle that was upon about his loins, and in his shoes that were on his feet. Do therefore according to thy wisdom, and let not his forehead go down to the grave in peace." You think it was important to God that innocent blood wasn't shed? And that proper judgment was done when it was shed? Do you understand that we have a doctor right now that is on trial? You have a governor today that signed this legislation that thinks he's some kind of a hero for signing a stronger penalty for somebody hurting a cop dog, a doggy cop, a canine cop. Do you understand that they smile and they, do you understand, America, you're cursed. You care more for a dog because it's a police state dog. You care more for a dog than you do a human life. America, you're cursed. You stand around and wave your flag and say God bless America while people are being murdered and babies are being murdered. And you're standing next to all the people that voted. I don't know how you can stand next to people in Congress like that. I don't want to catch any of their diseases. Because they're a bunch of fakes and phonies is what they are. They're all a bunch of fakes and phonies. Stand up there, you had a Republican House, a Republican Senate, a Republican President, supermajority! And what'd they do for abortion? Not one thing! Bunch of fakes and phonies is all they are. Bunch of devils led by the Antichrist. America, we deserve to lose our land. We deserve to lose our sovereignty. We deserve to be sold into the UN. I'm not advocating it. I'm saying we deserve it. We've shed the innocent blood. You say, I don't like hearing that. You know what? I don't like hearing either. But God don't like seeing innocent blood shed either. He hates it. And how long do you think we can get away with it, America? How long do you think we can get away with shedding the innocent blood before God is done with us? If it wasn't for a godly remnant here right now, this whole country would fold in. Remember, Manasseh was the last king with authority in Judah. And God took him out because he shed the innocent blood. God took their sovereignty away because they shed innocent blood. And God hates the hands of them that shed innocent blood. You know, it's really sad that abortion isn't a big deal to people anymore. You hear more people concerned. Do you understand that? I want to be as G-rated as I can be with this. So give me a second to think of a way to say this without revealing too much. It's nothing dirty, but it's graphic. Lee, when you're on a farm and you've got too many cats, sometimes farmers they'll take cats and they'll throw them in a bag and they'll throw a stone in there and toss them over and, or shoot them with a 22, whatever, or something, right? That's pretty normal. I mean, you know, you do the same thing with deer, whether you believe it or not. I mean, you get too many deer around, you got to shoot them. You can't leave them laying around. Anyway, this man that's on trial right now threw a baby in water and watched it drown. Threw it in there and watched it drown and beg for its life. Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what he did. He delivered him and then he killed him. The man deserves to die. Right. And so does every other abortion doctor that's out there because they've shed innocent blood. Now, I'm not advocating it because I don't want those scummy police state, crooked politicians, crooked DAs and crooked investigators to try to say that I'm promoting something that I'm not. I'm telling you God's judgment. I didn't say anything about man's, but I'm telling you God's judgment is that they should die for shedding innocent blood. Why is that so less heinous? You're telling me that if you shoot a dog, you can go to prison, but you can kill babies and you don't go to prison? You telling me if you shoot that little dog that they worship that's a police dog, that if you shoot that dog or you kill that dog or you hurt that dog, they'll put you in prison for that, but you're telling me that that guy killed thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of babies? And nobody does anything to him. And the jury actually has something they have to think about. But that's because we've shed innocent blood already. And that innocent blood is upon us. America, you're cursed because you've shed the innocent blood. It says, and also the innocent blood that he shed, for he filled Jerusalem with innocent blood, which the Lord would not pardon. Manasseh filled the whole of Jerusalem with innocent blood, caused those children to pass through the fire, sacrificed those babies, killed other people. That's the first way. Boy, that's bad enough, isn't it? But the second way America has shed the innocent blood is the wicked wars that we're in. We have to answer for that. Not every war is a just war. These aren't wars of defense. Do you know that I could show you a clip right now of George Bush laughing as he admits that he was still looking for those WMDs? Do you know how many people died because he said they had WMDs and we went over there and invaded somebody's sovereign land? Well, I just want to ask you a question. If it was the Japanese, if it was the Chinese, if it was the Russians, if it was any other nation, if they came on your soil and started fighting you, wouldn't you be shooting them outside of your windows and wouldn't you be shooting them? Wouldn't your children be, your 13-year-old children be taking guns and try to defend themselves? Wouldn't that happen? Oh, I get it. It's different when you have a towel on your head, right? That means it's different, right? It's okay to murder them, right? It's okay to go cross over somebody's sovereign border and lie and say they have weapons of mass destruction and go into that country anyway and murder a bunch of people and take it over. And you expect that those tribes weren't going to fight you. They weren't going to fight you, really? Well, if you came into my neighborhood, I'd fight you. Wouldn't you? Oh, we're the liberators. Yeah, well, you're killing everybody. Doesn't seem like you're much of a liberator. I don't want you liberating me. And then we take the same group that we infused into Iraq, because Al-Qaeda wasn't in Iraq before. Please, please, please don't believe that. Oh, my. You hit your head against the wall a few times if you really believe that, because Al-Qaeda was not there because Saddam Hussein wouldn't let Al-Qaeda be there. So Al-Qaeda magically appears, Al-CIA, appears in Iraq, and then they're our enemies. But then they jump over to Libya, and they work for us. And they kill him. And they take out his troops. And they murder them. And we cross sovereign lines with them. Just like the Taliban. They were our enemies, and then they become our friends. And then we use them to kill more people. Don't you understand that that's all that's going on is murder? It's also some rich foreign bankers can make a lot of money off of people. And big corporations can watch it. And what they're doing is they're waving their flag and singing the Star Spangled Banner and coming into your schools every day. And they're telling those kids that they need to enlist in that military. And now, we're going to shed more innocent blood because we're going to send women off to war now. Now we're real manly and we're going to put women on the front line of the battlefield. Boy, are we real manly, huh? We're cursed. We're cursed. We get into tribal wars and innocent people that don't want you commandeering their land and invading it get killed. Well, how many of you would take that? How many Americans would take that if somebody else came over and did that? Hey, we're freedom fighters. We're trying to liberate you. Oh, that Saddam Hussein was a dictator. He killed a lot of people. Yeah, so did you. Like 3,000 or 4,000 people a year or something like that. Or more. Well, if he's that bad, what are you going to do about Detroit or Chicago? Because the same amount of people are dying over there. You ain't doing nothing there. So if you really cared about life, you'd be caring about that life over there in Chicago because people get murdered every day there. No. We're shedding innocent blood all over the world. And we created a big bad boogeyman called a Muslim so you'd be scared of him. Now, I'm not saying that all Muslims are good. I think a lot of them are demon-filled too. I think a lot of them are wicked as the devil. And I think there's a group of them out there that would love to kill you. You just won't convince me to believe that every Muslim that comes to America wants to kill you. Because I don't believe that. Not at all, not in the least bit. There are children dying all over the world and families being destroyed by all these wars that are taking place. Your president of the United States sending drones over to an Afghan party that was over their wedding party and bombing and killing 200 people. Just to find one guy. Oh, I got the one guy I was looking for. Yeah, and you shed the innocent blood too. You don't go and invade other countries and start wars because you think they're going to do something to you. We don't destroy people's lives or kill people or start wars because, oh, they might do something to us, so we better take care of them before they do. No, that would be called murder. That's not even war. Do we really believe these are just wars when we're having our U.S. soldiers guarding poppy seed fields for heroin sales? I'm just curious. Who do you think the number one producer of heroin is? The pusher of it. It's Obama. He's the biggest drug dealer out there. Check it out. I don't expect you to believe me. Just go look. These are just state records. This isn't like in business. Oh, did you think there was really a war on drugs? Oh, I hate to break it to you. The war is, if you mess with the federal government when they're selling drugs and you try to compete with them, they'll squash you. That's the war. That is the real war. Make no mistake about it. I can show you testimonies of pilots that flew in pounds and pounds and crates of heroin and cocaine and marijuana. And they had a pass. Phew. Oh, come on. You didn't think thug black guys in the hood could get crates and crates of coke, did you? You didn't really think that, right? No. They got it from a rich white man that flew in a plane. I'm just telling you, listen, I wasn't always a preacher. Let me just tell you, okay? And I'm going to tell you, it doesn't go down like that. You need to understand that. It does not go down like that. Bubba in the hood don't know where that's at, okay? I'm just telling you, he doesn't. Plain and simple. What is it about? Shedding innocent blood, war, money. Greed. Satan is the number one trafficker of the world, and the governments of this world work for him, largely. See, these things are hard to take. You know, there are reports of, I'm not even going to go into that, a war on drugs. All it did was shed innocent blood. You have government agents and CIA that have their budgets that are not anywhere recorded that you don't get to see what they spend their money on at all. And there's a good reason you don't get to see it too. A real good reason. But you know what? It's okay. It's war, right? When you go over and murder people over there, America, you're not cursed, right? Because if we go over and we bomb some, that's just war, and war is war. Oh, really? Okay, turn your Bible to 2 Samuel chapter 21. I want to show you something. America is cursed because they've shed the innocent blood. 2 Samuel chapter 21. And verse number 1. Then there was a famine in the days of David 3 years, year after year, and David inquired of the Lord. And the Lord answered, "It is for Saul and for his bloody house, because he slew the Gibeonites." And the king called the Gibeonites and said unto them, "Now the Gibeonites were not of the children of Israel, but of the remnant of the Amorites. And the children of Israel had sworn unto them, and Saul sought to slay them in his zeal to the children of Israel and Judah. Wherefore David said unto the Gibeonites, 'What shall I do for you? And wherewith shall I make the atonement, that ye may bless the inheritance of the Lord?' And the Gibeonites said unto him, 'We will have no silver nor gold of Saul, nor of his house, neither for us shalt thou kill any man in Israel.' And he said, 'What ye shall say, that will I do for you.' And they answered the king, 'The man that consumed us and that devised against us that we should be destroyed from remaining in any of the coasts of Israel, let 7 men of his sons be delivered unto us, and we will hang them up unto the Lord in Gibeah of Saul, whom the Lord did choose.' And the king said, 'I will give them.'" What happened? Well, Saul, in his zeal for war, went out and killed these Gibeonites. He just went out and slaughtered them. What did God say? Well, you shed innocent blood, and I'm going to curse the land for it. That's exactly what happened. And God said, oh, yeah, but it was a war. I mean, Saul was in war. Yeah, in his zeal for war, what happened? He shed innocent blood. So what did God say? The blood's required of him, and I'm going to curse that land. We're guilty of voting for these neocon war machine Republicans that want to root out Muslims in their zeal, just like Saul. Have you ever heard some Christians talk? Have you ever heard them talk? I used to be one of them for a little while. But have you ever heard some of them talk? Oh, we got to kill them Muslims. I had a guy up there when I was at another church, and he looked at me and he says, I'd love to shoot me some Muslims. Really? Yeah. I'd love to shoot him. How Christian-like? Why? Oh, because they're Muslims. Right? Well, that's a good way to reach somebody for Christ, isn't it? Hey, let me go bomb your country and kill your children. Hey, if you were to die today, do you know for sure you're going to heaven? Oh, that's a good way to get in, isn't it? How's that? Oh, yeah, well, I've heard some people make excuses. Well, yeah, but because we've sent over to Iraq and other countries and we've bombed people over there, we could bring the gospel in there. Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure they really want to listen, don't they? And when they see Americans over here chanting all that stuff and pushing that and having that rhetoric and acting like that. Now, I'm all for defense. I'm not soft on defense. If somebody comes and tries to get me, I'm going to take care of business. But I'm telling you right now, you can't go looking for trouble and you can't go looking to want to shoot somebody and kill somebody because they're Muslim. Hands that shed innocent blood. God hates it. Our foreign wars are shedding innocent blood all over. You really think that we... How long... Let me ask you this. How long can a soldier justify that? When he goes to war like that, how long can he justify it? Not very long. You know why? Because most of them, when they come back, they're so messed up in the head that they want to die. So they put them on psychotropics. That way they can't have any guns either. They can't have any weapons. And these people are... But they go nuts. There's reports of these men coming back and burning their whole house down while their family's inside. Right. And the mantra is, well, you know, we're protecting your freedom over there. I had some guy tell me that. So I'm sorry, and this might have made him mad, and you might take away my little flag patch or something, but let me just tell you. All right, this guy looks at me one day, and he's arguing with me online, or not look at me, but he's online, he's arguing, and he goes, you're welcome, because I fought for your freedom. I was like, where? Where was my freedom fought for? Over, I was over in Iraq and Afghanistan. Oh, really? Well, I wish you were back here fighting for me, because while you were gone, they passed the Patriot Act, the National Detention Act. A bunch of illegals came over and murdered people on the border. Well, thanks for protecting me. You should have been protecting me against the politicians if you wanted to, because so far, I ain't never seen no guy with a big old towel on his head be a Muslim, and I never seen that guy sign a Patriot Act, sign a National Detention Act. Suspend the Fourth Amendment. Suspend the Bill of Rights. I haven't seen that guy do that. Have you? The only people I've ever seen that are white politicians in Washington. Now, they're the terrorists, if you really want to know who the terrorist is. We pay terrorists here $280,000 a year. And they're called congressmen and senators. And we pay them to terrorize us. It's a lot of truth in one sermon, brother. Welcome back. Yeah, that's right. And then they leave, and then they're done with office, and then we pay them $200,000 a year anyway for the rest of their life and pay for all of their medical. Oh, you know, not Obamacare, though. They have a separate plan. They exempted themselves out of Obamacare. Yeah. Who's the real terrorist? Lindsey Graham is one of them. He's a good one. But anyway, he's a terrorist. All right, but that's the foreign wars. Let me tell you number three here, and we're actually almost done here. Murder not being judged is shedding the innocent blood. Genesis 9:5 again, and surely your blood of your lives will I require, at the hand of every beast will I require it, and at the hand of man, and at the hand of every man's brother will I require the life of man. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed, for in the image of God made he man. Joab shed the innocent blood, and David instructed Solomon to not allow his hoar head to go to the grave in peace, but to shed his blood for his cold-blooded murder of those honorable men. The Bible says this in Deuteronomy chapter 19 and verse number 9. If thou shalt keep all these commandments to do them which I command thee this day, to love the Lord thy God and to walk ever in his ways, then thou shalt add thee three more cities, and beside these three, that innocent blood be not shed in thy land which the Lord thy God giveth thee for inheritance, and so blood be upon thee. What is he talking about? God had a city of refuge, cities of refuge in Israel. What were they for? Well, if a man was out and he was taking an axe and he was chopping down a tree and the head of that axe flew off and hit his brother or hit one of his friends and killed him and he died, then he would flee to that city because the avenger of blood would be his brother. That guy's brother would be coming after him and say, hey, my brother died because you hit that axe and you did this. And they would judge it. They'd say, hey, it was an accident. I didn't mean to do it. And God said, you get those avenging, those cities of refuge, and you go to that city of refuge and you stand before those people and you talk about it. And if that's what happened, then it gives that guy some time to cool off for a while and you can go. But if you did shed the innocent blood, if you did it on purpose, then you should die. But if you didn't do it on purpose, you shouldn't be put to death for it. It was an accident. And no blood shall be shed for you. The whole chapter is dealing with shedding the innocent blood of a man and putting him to death. But if a man accidentally killed him, he was sent to a city of refuge and protected there against the wrath of the other man. But if a man did murder in cold blood, he was to be killed for his murder. Thine eye shall not pity him. Listen, you listen, America doesn't have any constitution left. They'll go kill somebody else, but they won't take care of business right here. Bible says this, thine eyes shall not pity him, but thou shalt put away the guilt of innocent blood from Israel, that it may go well with thee. What was he saying? He was saying, if a man cold-bloodedly murders somebody, you take his life. You get the witnesses. If he did it and he admits it, or if he did it and there's witnesses to it, then you take his life. Thine eyes shall not pity him. Remember, Saul was supposed to kill Agag and he didn't. His eye pitied Agag and he didn't kill him. But Agag had shed much innocent blood. Remember what he said, you ripped up children and you ripped up women. He said, now you're going to go. And Samuel slaughtered him for it. You were not to pity the man, to keep him on death row and have taxpayers pay for him for 30 years. By the way, let me just say this. I'm going to preach another message on this. I don't have time to do it now. But I think prison is the most inhumane situation. I don't care if they get whatever they get and all this stuff. You got Kent Hovind sitting in prison right now for money. Now, in the Bible times, when you owed money or something like that, they made you work it off. They didn't sit you in a cage. You worked for the man you owed for the rest of his life. Or until the debt was paid off. You know, there's another case. You say, well, you know, okay, fine. If a man murders somebody, then yeah, we're to bring him swift justice. Otherwise, the blood's upon us. But did you know that even if they found a body somewhere, if they found a body, a dead body somewhere, God had instructions for that dead body, what to do because of that, because someone was dead. And you say, well, why is that so important? Because God hated the shedding of innocent blood, and he valued life so greatly, and God values life so greatly. Says, and all the elders of that city that are next unto the slain man shall wash their hands over the heifer that is beheaded in the valley, and they shall answer and say, our hands have not shed this blood, neither have our eyes seen it. Be merciful, O Lord, unto thy people, Israel, whom thou hast redeemed, and lay not innocent blood unto thy people of Israel's charge, and the blood shall be forgiven them. Right. There was no witnesses. A body was just dead out. They found it. And in order for them to be free from that charge, God said you're to sacrifice this animal, and you're to publicly state that you had nothing to do with this, and no one knows anything about it, and it'll be forgiven. See, there was still a charge there, even though they didn't do anything. God would hold them accountable because there was blood that was shed, innocent blood that was shed. So shalt thou put away the guilt of innocent blood from among you, when thou shalt do that which is right in the sight of the Lord. So shalt thou put away the guilt of innocent blood. America's guilty. America's cursed because of innocent blood being shed. Life was so important to God. America is so guilty of shedding that innocent blood. Today we have murderers going to jail and living their lives there when they should be put to death for their murders, when there's two or three witnesses. Oh, he was crazy. That's okay. Crazy men can die. I'm cool with that. I understand that. We just recently have heard about a man that I believe is demonic that did what he did when he murdered that. Well, that's okay. Demonic, crazy people can die too. It's okay. But I was insane. That's okay. You're going to die insane too. You know, the funny thing is we can hang you insane too. And I'll make sure it's noted that you were nuts when you're swinging from that rafter. But you're going to die for murdering. Thine eye shall not pity him. That's what it says, doesn't it? But he was crazy. I know he was. He's going to die crazy too. What did he just say? God just told you your eye shouldn't pity him. He cold-blooded murdered somebody. Yeah, but his mommy didn't give him enough hugs. I understand that. She can give him one before he dies. I'll give him one before he dies. He's going to die either way. Why? Because he cold-blooded murdered somebody. Did his eye pity? Did his eye spare? He shed the innocent blood. So shall his blood be shed. God won't bless America. America's cursed. Because they've not put away their whoredoms. They've went a whoring after. God's church today is whoring after other gods. God's churches today are mingled with the state. God's churches today are caught up into wickedness. They don't preach the Bible anymore, the truth anymore. Many of them don't. Remember, the murderer is guilty, but those who are in authority that do not punish them are guilty of shedding that innocent blood too. God told them, I'll require it of you. And also for the innocent blood that he shed, for he filled Jerusalem with innocent blood, which the Lord would not pardon. Don't you think we're coming pretty close? Manasseh didn't kill 40 million people, but we've killed 40 to 50 million babies. Not to mention all the foreign wars. So if God did that to Manasseh for what he did, what's he going to do to America? God destroyed the nations for innocent blood. God hates those hands that shed innocent blood, and he hates when shedding of innocent blood is not judged. Thus saith the Lord, execute ye judgment and righteousness, and deliver the spoiled out of the hand of the oppressor, and do no wrong, do no violence to the stranger, the fatherless, nor the widow, neither shed innocent blood in this place. Wicked. This wicked abortion butcher, this murderer, that's drowned babies and murdered and slaughtered them. Looks over after he does it and said, this is like a chicken. After he cuts the baby's head off, he says that. Be merciful, O Lord, unto thy people Israel, whom thou hast redeemed, and lay not innocent blood unto thy people of Israel's charge, and the blood shall be forgiven them. You know, God never repealed the death penalty, but in the mouth of two or three witnesses let every word be established. But our country is guilty of shedding the innocent blood which God hates. Cold-blooded murderers should not be given life sentences, but should be put to death. These foreign wars should be ended, and we're guilty of shedding that innocent blood. Roe versus Wade should be retried and ended. It's murder. It's shedding the innocent blood. The Constitution is set up to protect life, liberty, and property, and that's all life. God help us, the blood be upon us, and we're guilty of voting for politicians that have kept these foreign wars going where people are dying all over the place. Murdering all over the world. I believe we're entering the point of no return, and Christians are guilty. We need to stand and hold them accountable who vote for such things. We wonder why we have no power in America anymore, why we're losing our country, because we deserve it for shedding the innocent blood and not preventing it. We'll lose our sovereignty one day, and we deserve it. For the innocent blood is laid to our charge. God help to call America to repentance. And for America, Americans here to listen. Because we're guilty of shedding innocent blood. America is cursed for shedding innocent blood.